What's up, After Buzzers? It is the last episode of Married at First Sight. Our nuts is not at this right episode. I'm on 20 shows. This is Marriage Boot Camp. We are at the end of the road, season 13, episode 10. Who got a ring and who didn't get a ring? We'll see.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes.
You can't really feels. Turn up to this. Okay, Byron. Okay, just R&B, reach out, pull in.
Byron That's is doing all you gotta the do. Penny dropper point. Move right now. He's like, some of these boot campers may have left single, but he definitely is.
Oh my gosh, what's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to the Marriage Boot Camp. Let me tell y'all, I'm a hardworking woman. The Marriage Boot Camp after show. Season 13 is over. We just finished End of the Road, hence why we have that classic R&B. Oh my gosh, who doesn't love Boyz II Men? Like, they're like one of my favorite groups ever.
Legendary.
Legendary, yes, yes, yes. And also a legendary panel that I have here with me. Guys, can't you introduce yourselves?
Hi guys, I'm Zach Peter.
What's up, y'all? It's Byron K.
And Jayla wishes she could be here with us, but we miss you, Jayla. And we will see you in the comment section, probably.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, guys, overall thoughts this episode. Season finale.
A lot of people left coupled, like, more than I was expecting. Like, I expected a few more to leave separated, and a lot of them were like, no, we're going to stick it out. But obviously, fate tore them apart.
Yeah.
Or just time.
Or just time.
That part. It was definitely, this was brazy. This episode was brazy. There was a lot of stuff happening. This is the episode we was waiting for, where everything hit the fan. At the end, we saw who actually didn't make it after the show ended. And I was actually more surprised about that than who made it out together during the show.
Listen, I wasn't surprised about anything. I saw all of this coming.
Yeah.
And if you need a psychic reading, I will give you my Instagram.
$5. $5.
$5. No accent. Just $5. I need $5. Cash app it to me. No, I was a little underwhelmed by this episode. I'll be honest with you. I looked for a little more of a... season finale, like a little meat and potatoes, and it was like soup. It's like, okay, soup's cool.
It's like an appetizer episode.
That's gold.
We had some like salad, like, but like not even a good salad. It was just like,
it wasn't the Olive Garden salad. It was just,
there was
like
no croutons in it. No,
it
croutons?
Wasn't even endless. It wasn't even endless breadsticks. Rude. Mm.
So, well, there was some drama in the beginning of the episode. So, you know, the guys and the ladies and the men went out separately and enjoyed a night on the town. I knew that was going to be a bad idea. When I was like, you guys, maybe that's not the best thing to do the day before. Yeah. You're going to make a decision about your relationship?
That was the intention, is to set them up for disaster. See if they can, like, enjoy the single life if they want it. I mean, Wynn was, like, living his best life.
Best life.
He was, like, a frat boy back in college, just getting, like, lap dances. Like, at one point, he even, like, grabbed somebody's butt. I'm, like, grossed. Like, no, he's too old for that. Like, he needs to be on a recliner watching the news.
That part. He was lit for a good, like, 22 minutes, and then he was out of gas. And first of all... First of all, they too old to be clubbing. Like, Chris, I think it was Chris, when you saw in the limousine headed back, Paulie and Wynn were talking. I think Chris was passed out on the side of the couch.
Chris and Scott, he was a good husband. He got drunk and just chilled. It was good.
Tapped out.
Yeah, he tapped out.
But, ew, I'm sorry you said he was, ran out of gas. When it was nasty, and all I could think was, I wonder how much those girls got paid to go up and dance on
and
him.
Dance on him.
They got paid camera time.
You think that's the motive?
Women love, people love cameras. They love cameras.
Yeah, and so glad you fixed that.
The only other payment they could have received was, like, their Instagram handle on their boobs, so that, like, as the camera was on them, it just says, like, follow me. And then that's, like, payment enough, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would do that. Like, I don't need a $100 paycheck, just, like... pimp out my Instagram. Plus, and I'll make my money there.
It was pity twerking too. Like, they weren't twerking because they found him sexy. They was just twerking on him because he's there. There's the camera. There we go.
The dead stripper eyes. That's how you know they were not into it. They were just like,
can you define that?
They were just doing the moves.
What are dead stripper eyes?
There's no, the lights are on, but there's nobody home.
Wow, they was going through the motions. Okay.
Well, those are some odd motions. I'll just say that. It was kind of disturbing to see. But it wasn't their actions that necessarily got them in trouble with the ladies. I think it was because for two things. One, if you go out separately, if you go out separately from your girl, all right, you go out separately from your girlfriend, and she goes out with her friends, you go out with hers, check to see when she's going to be home and beat her there. Because when those women walk through that door, the first thing they said was, Puma, Ernest. That's who they're looking for. And when y'all aren't there, they're like, hold on, I turned up and did my fun for tonight, but where are you at?
But what fun is that for us, though?
No, just get home before your girl.
We got to build suspense. We need y'all to miss us.
The fun for y'all is when you get home.
Yeah.
And then, see, the best thing is
they called their names for a reason.
The best thing is when your girlfriend is waiting for you and she's at home drunk, so I get that. But it makes it even more special when she's waiting for you. Then you get home and then y'all both drunk.
Yeah.
What kind of misogynistic thing was that?
You gotta be aware of the social footprint. You gotta watch the snaps. You gotta go on their IG stories. You have to know like where they are, what they're doing, so you can map it all out.
If you want peace in your home, you will beat her home.
Peace is short-lived.
Peace,
you can beat her home this
peace
time.
Peace is like a river ever flowing if you let it be. Anyway, I don't like that. Them getting home before the guys and then them hearing the guys do their bro talk.
Yep.
Ugh.
Of course men are going to brag about partying and women. That's what we do. Whether we're with a woman or not, we're going to talk about all the opportunities we had, or if we're with a woman, all the opportunities we could have had that we didn't take. That's just what we do. It's part of what it's us.
It is. I do it all the time. Every night, I'm just like talking about women.
Right.
It happens.
See, he understands.
Last night was Saturday night. I was like, all these girls on me, grinding.
Yep.
I just didn't
understand why it was like a boys club. It was like, oh yeah, yeah. We did a thing, we're beating our chest. And Ernest was talking the most, and I was like, Ernest, Puma, shut up. Please, please stop. I get the whole wanting to look like that guy or that girl or that person, however you identify that. Well, I get that, but it was just like, somebody could have walked down and been like, okay, where are the women at? Okay, all the women are somewhere doing this. Now we're safe to talk. Like, no one thought, I'm talking in front of camera still. Like, they just didn't, I don't know. Ernest, I feel like, stepped back into like 1975 and he was in his mode.
When he was in his prime.
And Wynn stepped back into 2004 because he probably been doing that since then.
Wynn was doing this over the summer, Felicia. This is not new for him.
Over the summer. This is recent.
It was gross, too. Like, he walked in and you can see when they did like the right after confessionals and he was like sweaty and he still had his t-shirt on. Like, he was just living his life. And at that age, like, your life has been lived. You need to be counting your days.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Anyway, so where can people go that's not gross, Zach? Let them know where to go.
Well, if they need some new content that isn't sweaty old men hitting on young 25-year-old girls, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve TV fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made just for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button right now for this channel, which is the reality channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did so we can give you a shout out on air. And for now, you guys, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Hit the subscribe button now.
Hit it.
ASAP.
Hit it.
ASAP.
Hit that thing like when don't hit Kim. Hey. All right. So. I like that. You could do better, though.
I could.
Okay.
He did one earlier, that was my point.
Take two.
I tried. Now the pressure is
I expect one before the show is over.
Okay. I'll give us a good one. Let me get my throat ready. That sounded dirty. Next.
So, speaking of someone who's trying to remove or erase a little of their dirt, Chris is begging the production team to help him. I didn't understand. Maybe you guys can explain it to me. What was the point of asking them to do what? To get rid of it? To not include it in the show? What was the point of that whole conversation? To make the time machine so you can go back and not ask that stupid question you really didn't want the answer to?
You know, this is just another moment of Chris just being, like, totally entitled and privileged and thinking, like, the producers are going to bend the rules for me so I can have this nullified, these results nullified, so that it doesn't look as bad as it actually did. And I'm saying that to spare my wife when it's really all about me.
That was a read.
Yeah. I read him like a book.
Yes. That was a truest read probably this whole season. Like, he consistently kind of does things to save face. Like, he does, he kind of cares about how he looks.
You can't save face on television, though. Like, you can't save face on television.
But see, you know that. And she knows that. And I, like, and the viewers know that. But in Chris's mind, he thinks, I'm going to have a meeting with the producers to have them edit this out because, you know, I deserve that. And he tried to mask it as, like, this is for Dez to, like, preserve, you know, her reputation and so she doesn't have to go through bullying on social media. But it's like, homie, you did this. You put her there. Your arrogance is the one that got her in this mess to begin with.
I don't think she did anything wrong except answer a question that she was asked, and that was really it. Like, what did you want
this to go? And she even tried to do it in a way that wouldn't offend him or hurt him.
Hurt his feelings. Like, it's all about his feelings and how he feels. He's just very, like...
He has her in a box. And, like, for one night, she was kind of out of her box, and I was happy for it.
That was when she was with the girls. They were like, we knew this fun girl was inside of her, and I felt so bad because I was sitting here watching, like, girl, you know, like, you should be able to do that in a relationship or not. You should be able to turn up like that with your husband right next to you. Like, I feel like if they had gone out as couples, her and Chris would have sat in the back and been quiet and boring. And she was so social. Like, that's the most social. I mean, granted, it's a drinking environment and people typically tend to be more social when they're, you know, getting a drink on.
Tipsy.
But she was more into, like, being with the girls and we don't ever really get to see her in that aspect. It was nice. I feel bad.
Chris has her in the sunken place. That's what it is. He's I just hope she's weird. Out of it now.
He's just, no, we already know. We saw the...
Nope, she's got another baby deep in her.
Yeah, it's already, it's too late. The infection has grown. It's due in 2019.
Full Stockholm Syndrome.
I wonder if the baby's name is going to be Chris. That's I can see it. If it's a boy, his name's going to be Chris.
I think the first one might be a boy. I'm not sure. Or no, is it a little girl? It's a boy. No, I think it's a boy, the first one. I don't know. I'm not really a Bachelor fan. I'm not going to lie. I never watched the show. It was interesting to find out the whole thing about the other guy leaving.
Yeah.
And he actually was a host at AfterBuzz for a time. The other guy who left.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Everybody works here. Mm-hmm. Everybody works here.
We out here.
Mm-hmm. We out here.
Felicia's going to be on the next Bachelor.
No.
It's happening.
In 3 weeks. get your DVR ready.
This is where we have an exclusive clip.
That is a lie. So let's move on to the rings, right? Sorry, I've been watching Game of Thrones in anticipation for it to come back on next year. Sorry about that. the rings. We get to the ring ceremony. Mm-hmm. What couple's ring ceremony moment did you think was the highlight? I know what mine is.
The highlight?
Like, they were, like, the best ring exchange. And you can do a low light if you want to.
I would say for
me, we got time.
It was Kim and Wynn. Because it was just so bad, and it was just so... I thought, like, Wynn at the club, sweaty, trying to mack on girls was gross, and then you saw their exchange, and they're just like, ooh, yeah, we're gonna have passion, and they try to kiss, and it was just, like, gross.
It was I've never seen that lack of chemistry. I've seen more chemistry during Spin the Bottle.
And they, like, kept trying to, like... It just it was gross.
I think it's because they spent so much time literally just next to each other to where, like, they spent so long without crossing that line to where when they did, it was awkward. It's kind of like, and I'm trying to put this in a way where it makes sense. It's kind of like seeing the person that you have a crush on, right? Mm-hmm. And instead of just, like, letting it be known right then and there, y'all kind of just, like, hang out as friends all the time.
Ouch.
So then that crush, like... becomes a friendship.
Gets stronger and stronger
exactly.
as long as it stays that way.
Perfect. The boundary gets stronger. And I feel like that's what it was. So now that they're actually forced to do it, it's like, wait, we haven't done it this whole time. We've built this. So now actually trying to switch it up and do this, it's a little bit harder.
They don't really like each other. And I'm still trying to figure out why they came on the show together. It's still really beyond me because
for
I don't think...
For that paycheck.
There was I'm sorry. They can't get paid that much. They look so foolish. Like, I can't imagine that they would both get paid that much. Like, I don't know if one is doing it as a favor for the other. Like, I just can't wrap my mind around. And they wasted time.
They're
though.
Okay
they did
with
not
money,
do
too.
Anything.
I don't think it's a money issue.
No, I think it is a money issue. Well, Kim is constantly in the news needing money, not paying her taxes, getting arrested for shoplifting at, like, Target. Like, homegirl needs a paycheck. I mean, look
but
at
when,
those roots.
Know.
Those roots are rough. She needs a paycheck. If she's coming on TV and she can't even do her roots for 6 weeks, that is a 6-week root. Like, she.
Her dress was nice, though, at the end.
That was a rental. That was a loner dress. She's going to return it to Macy's after the finale.
Very, very nice.
It looked ravishing.
Everyone looked really nice. My favorite look is definitely Aubrey's look. But
yeah, she was a
baddie. I did not love that look.
Out of everybody's?
I like Dr. V's look. I liked the slick hair. It was different.
For Dr. V, I didn't put her in the running for that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, oh, Dr. she was looking nice, too. She looked taller at the end.
She looked taller. Maybe she had
she was wearing elevator shoes.
So my interesting, my highlight of the ring ceremony was definitely Puma and Kwani. Because he plays all day. Like, he plays too much. Yeah. And it was funny in that moment because I was like, oh, no, she's really about to be mad. And he's like, no, no, come back. He started chasing her like, I'm playing. It's us. It's us. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I got the ring right here. I have it here. And she's just walking away just knowing he's playing. Like, I thought that was such a sweet little thing with their relationship. Because she knew he was playing automatically. She knew she was going to get her ring again. And they're expecting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them. They were probably my favorite couple of the season, and I'm happy that they lasted. And I think that's I think the reason they were such a fan favorite this whole season was because you could see the chemistry, you could see how much they love each other, and you can see how much work they put in to keep the relationship going even after the show. And now she got a baby in her.
Yeah.
So obviously it's he's finally getting some.
Well, he's going to have to fight for that attention more. That's actually what they said. He's going to have to fight for even more attention because he said their daughter, like, takes up a lot of her attention. And, you know, two times is two times less attention that you have
but
now.
During the time of her pregnancy, that's when he can have all the fun he wants. Because one of the issues they had was her in the birth control and stuff like that. So while she's pregnant, she doesn't have to worry about that so much. So that gives them
because
9 months.
Because
it
already done happened.
Yeah, so that gives them, like, at least, like, 7 months of just, like,
I don't know.
Pain-free
sounds a little
pleasure.
Uncomfortable at 7 months. You're pretty big at 7 months.
All right, well, they get at least six. They get a half a year. They get at least 6 months.
I can't. I think Byron's thinking about himself and putting himself in Puma's shoes.
I'm putting myself in Kwani's shoes, thinking about how much less stress she's going to have now since she's pregnant.
I'm sure she's really going to enjoy having sex with a giant belly and a baby
inside. He's
going
to have to bring her ice cream and all these weird cravings that she
Byron,
has.
Yeah, pregnancy really decreases stress in women. It really does. It's the solution. I don't know why we're all just not getting pregnant. Yeah. That's the answer.
You know, that's it. After the show,
I'm
going to
leave that
I'm
one
getting
alone.
Pregnant. That is my goal. Thank you, Byron. My life.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to open up doors for people. I'm here to enlighten you.
I'm done. Well, who was your highlight of the ring ceremony?
My highlight would be a lot of people's low light. It was Aubrey and Polly. The first thing I said the first thing I said as soon as Polly didn't give her the ring was, be free, my friend. Spread your wings. That's what I was thinking, because this was a long time coming. Polly needed to be free from that torture, that mental torture that he's been going through, and she needed to be free from that torture she was putting herself through.
Well, he knew he was going back on Jersey Shore at that time, and he's like, I need to be single Polly. I can't be Aubrey Polly.
Can't be.
Because it would just came over into that next show, and I'm sure he doesn't want that, like, as part of the, and they probably, MTV probably doesn't want that a part of their franchise either, because she's been on MTV before, so if they thought that there was a place or an intersection where that could have worked again, I'm sure contractually they would have figured that out.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they wanted that, and I don't think he wanted that for himself. I agree. I think with the producers that once you tell somebody that you wish they were dead, pretty much the end of whatever you have with them. Like, you wish death on me. There's no coming back from death. Like, we have no resolution for that. It's not like we're a video game where you can, I have three lives left and Zach has two. Well, he kills me one time and I came back. I still have two lives. Even though Zach was mad at me. Yeah, you know?
No, I think I don't think she realized the magnitude of her words. I think she was just playing reality TV game of, like, I'm going to say these really outlandish sound bites that are going to bring this good shock value and, you know, that they're going to use in the trailer. And she was just playing up, and it worked. But ultimately, he was not that invested in just playing their storyline. He's like, no, we actually have a relationship. And if you're going to say something, like, that's pretty big and that's done for me.
Yeah, I think they were both there for the cameras, but she was just willing to take it a little bit further and a little bit deeper for the cameras.
Yeah,
she's been through this is the second time she's been in a marriage boot camp house. So I think she kind of just playing the game a little bit. I do think that she didn't want them to be. I think she has a desire for them to be together, but she knows it's not going to work. And because she knows she has issues of her own. So she was a highlight for me, too, is when she chose herself. I thought that was really interesting. I knew she would not just do
it was empowering.
What was told of her. Like, you know, she wasn't just going to, like, okay, your choice is to have a ring in a box or not have a ring in a box. Like, she was like, oh, no, I'm going to have a ring in a box. And when I'm going to take it on, put it on a necklace, and I'm going to put it on my neck. Like, I knew she would
She playing
do
that
something.
Thing out.
She did. I could respect it,
she drew a blueprint
though.
And stuff. Here's how I'm
going to
do it.
I think because she knew he wasn't going to give her a ring. So she had to give herself
a ring. No, I actually think she thought he was going to give her a ring. I think she actually believed. Because, I mean, this is how delusional she is.
Total narcissist.
I did not think, because she dragged him all, look at this, it's a tactic.
Like a
she
dog.
She dragged him all season long, that she knew in her mind, or this is what I think she believed, is that if she could consistently beat him down and make him look bad throughout the season, then at the end of it, he's not going to be the jerk that leaves her at the altar. Like, he's going to, you know, make sure he plays his part and, like, acts like he's had some epiphany that he actually loves her now. And he was like, no, you dragged me all season. Like, why would I want to continue to be with you? Yeah. You said that you wished me dead. You said that you thought about ending your own life. You've consistently said that I abandon you like your mother and you hate your mother. Like, there's no coming back from that.
It's funny how we have a way of manifesting our own insecurities. Mm-hmm. Like, the things that we fear the most are the things that we often bring upon ourselves just out of fear.
Absolutely. I might get pregnant tomorrow.
That is scary.
It's a fear. It's right. About to happen. But I don't know. According to Byron, it's
well,
a good
me,
thing.
I'm scared to death that someone's going to drop $100 billion in my bank account and I'm not going to pay any taxes on it. I'm shook.
The fear is real.
Send me a Cash App. I got you.
Let's get into our special segment. Byron, you want to introduce our segment?
Yes. Oh. This segment is called Counselor's Corner. Oh. We are all going to go around this table right here and choose a moment from either a counselor or a fellow boot camper that gave us enlightenment in our lives or that taught us a lesson. Let's start with Felicia.
Can we do the whole season? Can I pick one? Because this episode was kind of, you know, can I pick one from the season?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Actually, you're the counselor. I'm going to pick one from the season. Yes.
The season recap.
Okay, season. So my number one thing that I took away from this season was about their childhood traumas. So when everyone shared and talked about their childhood, and it really was crazy, not crazy, but you can see how deeply seated their issues are that we see in front of us today, how it came from childhood and things they've been through.
Yeah.
And really handling that childhood trauma or any teenage trauma, young adult trauma before you move on to the next phase in your life, because a lot of people are in full grown bodies, but they have little kid minds and hearts, and they're stuck in their hurt. And a lot of people identify themselves with their trauma so much so that when they're trying to heal, it's like, well, who am I without this thing or this pain? Or like, who is, like Aubrey, for example, who am I without this pain, these experiences defining me and letting you know why I am the way I am?
Yeah.
Who would she be if she didn't carry that around? Mm. And that might be scary for some people. So really healing your childhood traumas, being mindful of them, knowing your triggers, like just addressing your issues, because everybody has their own stuff to work out with themselves, and it starts really early. So maybe examining, you know, from the beginning on now to why it is. Don't just pick, oh, I have an anger issue. No, you might not have anger. You might have a sadness issue.
Yeah. Mm, I like pain it. Is always under anger.
Yes, it's anger is a secondary emotion. It's always mm-hmm. something different before it's anger.
Mm-hmm. And hurt people.
Facts.
Oh my God, this is like an Instagram meme right now, you guys.
We're giving you life.
We're giving you take notes. I think that my big takeaway was probably from this tonight's episode or this week's episode from the finale, and it was with Pauly D and Aubrey, and I touched on this a little few minutes ago, but I think she making her decision, she masked it as I'm choosing me, this is self-love, but I think, you know, choosing yourself and picking and prioritizing self-love over a toxic relationship is exactly what Pauly did. And by ending that relationship, like, that is really taking care of yourself and being like, this is not a healthy situation. We've broken up and gotten back together so many times. Like, I'm not going to continue to put myself in this cycle because it is volatile and it's not healthy. And like, prioritizing myself isn't saying I love you, so I'm going to keep doing this. Like, sometimes, you know, other circumstances come into play and things are said and it doesn't work out. And I think he prioritized himself and his feelings. And, you know, by walking away from her, that was the best thing that he could have done.
And I think it was hard for him, too. I don't think it was easy.
No, it definitely was not an easy decision.
Like you said,
the easy decision
would
have been to stay. Yeah, it would be to stay. Mm. And Pauly made the right move. And Aubrey just can't get over it.
Good for Pauly.
I like that. That kind of leads into my takeaway, which comes from basically the whole season. It's pretty much just, I feel like the relationship will only last if both people are free within the confines of the relationship. So we saw that kind of with Desiree. Like, the whole thing she needed was just freedom within the relationship to be mm-hmm. who she wants to be. The same thing with Kwani. Like, she just wanted to be free to be who she wanted to be with her career, with the kid and all that kind of stuff. So and also Pauly, he has to be free mentally without having to always worry about what is she going to trip on. And like, I think everybody just needs to be free within a relationship. And I like how Puma said that Kwani handles his crazy. And just by her being able to deal with his crazy, he needs to treat her better and be more understanding of her. Because like she basically she allows him to be free in the relationship, and she handles it the way she does. They're always joking around. And I think that's one reason why they last, is because they allow each other to, well, Kwani more so than Puma, but that's something that Puma's been working on. They allow each other to be the full spectrum of who they are.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. So I read this meme earlier today, and it was like, commitment is not ownership. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang. Because so many people think once you're committed to somebody, yeah, or if I committed myself to you, you owe me. Yeah. There's some part of you that owes me mm-hmm. something. And that's just not true. Like, that's just not how that works. Like, if you're in a relationship, you want to be committed to somebody, like, take, be like, oh, they're going to mess up. Think about it like that. They're going to mess up. They're going to fail me. I'm going to have expectations. They're not going to do right. You know, things are going to happen. No, we don't be, like, disrespected, abused, anything like that. But people are humans, and humans let people down.
No, absolutely. And I feel like there are so many people that are in this mindset right now of when they're in a relationship, like, I'm in this relationship, so I need to see what you can do for me and what you can deliver for me. But it's like, a relationship is a two-way street, and like, you can't always think about what the other person can do for you. Mm-hmm. You have to look at what value you bring to the relationship and to this other person, especially if you really love them. And if you're just looking to get laid, then hey, more power to you.
That part. And that's why you shouldn't even try to enter a relationship until you have a certain level of wholeness within yourself, because another person isn't going to complete you. Mm-hmm. Another person can complement what you have, and they can increase you and improve you, but they can't complete you. You got to find that within yourself. Bars.
Yeah, no, that is true. And I'm also, it's going to lead us right into our news and gossip, but it's no one's business how, it's not my business. If I was in a relationship with me and Byron went together. Hey, Byron.
Hey, Byron.
That's only because Zach don't want me. If me and
so
Byron
I'm your second choice. Wow.
Listen, Chris, relax.
Where's your lie detector at?
Listen, Chris.
Oh, Chris.
If I'm with Byron, it is not any of my business what Byron thinks about me and how he treats me. It's not, if Byron's with me, then it's not any of Byron's business how I think about him or treat, like, it's our jobs to treat each other well. I shouldn't be thinking, how is he treating me? How is he doing this? Like, why is he no. It's just the action of it. It's not trying to get into the psyche of someone else. Like, stop being crazy. Just save yourself some time and some mental space, and don't be crazy. But that'll lead us right into our news and gossip. So I said that because that was a part of an interview with one of our other favorite reality star couples, you know, Waka Flocka Flame. He's not with Brick Squad anymore, I don't think. Anyway, Waka Flocka Flames and Tammy Rivera, we know them from the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta franchise. They are going to be on Marriage Boot Camp next season.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm very excited for them.
Waka Flocka.
That's going to be litty. They're going to keep it all the way real.
No, seriously, though, like, they have some issues. We know there's some... you know, there's been some infidelity in their relationship. We know that she has a young daughter that he's been a stepfather to for many years. And, you know, his mother's on reality TV. Like, they're a reality TV family. His brother's on Growing Up Hip Hop. Like, they're just all over it. So I'm excited to see them. Also, their interaction with the other couples that are going to be on the show, too, because Tammy don't play that, if you've ever seen her on Love & Hip Hop. And Waka Flocka doesn't either. Like, he's kind of not for the mess either. So I'm interested to see how they go through boot camp and interact with the other couples that might be there.
I think they're going to kind of fill that Ernest and Mama D role, but, like, younger and more, like, just hip with it.
Tammy's just funny because she just gives the craziest looks to people whenever they're saying something stupid. So I definitely see some pushback. I wonder how they're going to be with Judge Lynn Tolbert.
Oh, ooh, man.
Because all three of them have such strong personalities. But Judge Lynn Tolbert, I think they're either going to love her, or they're going to, like, be resistant to what she has to say. Sometimes her delivery,
by the end, they'll come to love her.
Can hurt your feelings if your feelings need to be hurt, right?
By the end, they'll come to love her. I don't know. During it, like, when she's telling them what they need to hear, probably not. But by the end, they'll be all right.
That is our news and gossip. They'll be on there next season. We could do predictions, but we kind of know what happened to our couple so far. They told us at the end of the episode.
We did make predictions at the top of the season.
Oh, we did.
I
don't remember mine. Oh, I know. I know I didn't bet on Paulie and Aubrey.
No, I didn't bet on them.
I betted on Mama D and Ernest and Kwani and Puma. Those are the ones that I for sure betted on.
Yeah, I was not expecting Kim and Wynn to
stay
pick
together,
each other.
No,
I mean, obviously it was inevitable, and they did not belong together. I feel like
because
just,
of the kiss.
I mean, because of everything. Like, ugh, it was just not, there's no chemistry. There was no passion.
Was wrong together. It was, I don't know. It's like when you get served, your kid, and you get served chicken nuggets with applesauce. You're like, no, fries. Like, what do you mean? Applesauce is not good with chicken nuggets, you weirdo. No.
They were like a soggy pancake. Like, it was not appetizing. It didn't look good at all. Like, they just were
I'm
not
mad
meant
you
to
called them soggy, though. that's the adjective that got me.
Well, because when you have your dentures and you need to, like, not get food caught in them, you get a soggy.
Oh no. What that context is not is good this coming for from? My stomach. I was absolute no for me. It was Desiree and Chris, I wasn't sure, but Kwani and Puma, yes. And Mama Dee and Ernest, they're not going nowhere. They're like stuck like glued to each other.
I don't know. I mean, there's just so much history that I understand why they would stay together, but like there's so much history that it's like, okay, you guys need to not be together.
No, if Jill can't separate y'all, you can't be separated.
Some of that's foreplay for them. Some of that is they like that. Some of that they enjoy that.
We saw during the electric chair. They like some of that.
Some of that pain, that they enjoy that a bit. So I wouldn't
masochist.
I wouldn't hold tight to that.
And I don't know if they're gonna find other people like. Just going back, like what you said about when you say he don't have much time. I'm not going to say that those who don't have much time, but they're definitely older. So it's like they don't have time to be playing around with other people. They need to figure it out or work something out. Or if they're going to split up, just be split up and go find you somebody before it's too late.
Maybe before the market closes. Maybe they should be in like an open relationship.
Oh, no. They already have like some trust issues there. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, he's already insecure about that.
I mean... That's why if that's on the table, then like you don't have to really worry about it because you know it's I don't know. No, I'm not for or against open relationships. I'm just trying to find a solution, people. I'm solution driven.
But for some people, that's how their relationships work. I know a couple couples that are just like have that Mama D and Ernest vibe.
Volatile, yeah.
And that's how they play with each other and that's how they get by and that's how they express each other. So if it works, if they like it, I love it. If it works for you, that's great. As long as nobody is actually being harmed. She stopped her drinking, so hopefully she keeps her hands to herself.
She hasn't stopped.
You think she started back up again?
She had to. Like, they broke up first off, and people drink when they go through dark times.
Nah, they're together forever. Mama D and Ernest till the wheels fall off. They
they lost three of the wheels already.
Stop! Why are y'all hating on Mama D and they on the last Ernest?
Wheel. They on the last wheel. They need to write a will.
It's been a minute.
Listen, y'all should be more concerned with Desiree and Killer Chris.
No, see, that's a bad situation. Like, I have no faith in... I'm not going to say I have no faith in their relationship, but it's not looking...
I hope that for her, she has been empowered by her experience as, you know, bringing life into this world and that she is just being more vocal about the things that she wants because...
Mm-mm. Nope.
She's an equal part of the relationship, okay?
Zachary. Nope. I support what you're saying, but I strongly disagree. I think they got back home and she fell back into that, you know, same old relationship and robot mode.
I mean, it was
mode.
Only 10 days, guys. It was really only 10 days.
Yeah.
So.
So, I mean, that's why there wasn't enough time for them to work on this for there to be an effective change. Like, if he is still trying to pull these tactics where he's trying to convince the producer to edit things out to make sure he and his wife look good on the last day of filming, then like that shows that there's been no progress or change in him.
So you predict that later down the line we might see a divorce from them. Okay. I think Puma and Kwani will stay together.
They're either gonna stay in a really unhappy marriage for a really long time, or they're gonna, you know, she's finally gonna realize she deserves better and walk away from him.
What if Odu comes back into her life though? That'd be interesting. After seeing this season two.
Well, he's in her life. They're friends,
and that's sad right there. That could lead to some things because him and Chris still hang out.
Yeah, I know.
And like her, if you have feelings for somebody, you're gonna still have feelings for him, especially if you're around him.
I could see her having an affair with him down the line.
What if they have a threesome?
Oh, I don't think Chris would be down for that.
He would say he's not.
He would. Yeah, I don't think he would be down.
So hopefully everyone stays together and this goes really well for next season. But until next season, guys, let them know where they can find you at.
I'm Zach Peter. You guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet, everywhere. Go follow me.
I am Byron K. You can find me everywhere in the world online at Hero from the 90s.
I'm Felicia Michelle, and this is my last after show here at After Buzz. It has been an amazing ride with everybody. I have great panelists. I've worked with amazing people. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity to be on your TV, on your screens, or wherever you're watching. I don't know, but follow me on Instagram. If y'all still clapping, put the claps down. Follow me on Instagram if you want to see. Gosh, you're making me blush. If you want to see more of me, you can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle, or you can find me on Twitter now at It's Felicia KSLA.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, until next time, thank you guys so much for watching.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.